Molly Show. The Armed Forces Radio Service presents the Fibber, McGee, and Molly Show, a special rebroadcast for all you men and women in the Armed Forces of the United Nations, with music by the King's Men and Billy Mills and the orchestra. The horses of America should be thankful that every middle-aged, dream-world, armchair buckaroo doesn't actually head for the open range. For instance, as we meet Fibber, McGee, and Molly.
Oh, boy, is this exciting. Listen to this, Molly.
I'm defenseless. Go ahead.
Listen. Topping the rim rock, Gunsmoke Gilroy encountered his ancient enemy, Dirty Shirt Digby. Like a streak of lightning, he went for his shooting iron.
He went for his what?
Went for his shooting iron. His pistol.
Where were they?
Why, they were on his hip.
Well, that's not so far to go for a pistol. Unless he was a very tall man.
The point is, Mrs. McGee, that in the Old West, they never pulled out a gun. They always went for him.
Oh?
Now, quit interrupting, Molly. This is quite exciting.
Go ahead.
There was a thunder of gunplay, and Dirty Shirt Digby toppled from the saddle, never again to blast a peaceful rancher into eternity, nor raise the dust of wickedness on the old Santa Fe trail. Ah, those were the big things. You know, I come from an old Western family myself.
Western Illinois.
Oh, sir, the old Wild West of the United States. My Uncle Sycamore McGee was one of the old-timers out there. Why, he spent half his life as Marshal of Dodge City.
Yeah, and the other half dodging the city marshal.
Ah, the stories he used to tell. How he'd get up at dawn with the smell of the sagebrush permeating the desert air. How he'd saddle his old paint.
Don't you mean he'd paint his old saddle?
Of course not. Saddles were never painted. A paint is a kind of a horse.
I suppose a man had to have a paint to ride through the brush. So.
Molly, you've got no romance in your soul. Personally, I got the old West in my blood. Ah, to squat before a campfire, inhaling the clean odor of wood smoke as the coyotes howl in the canyon. Baby, that's for me.
Well, you can have my share too, dearie.
Hmm?
I'll take my chances with mice and mosquitoes, but you can have a country full of sidewinders and tarantulas.
You don't mean tarantulas. You mean tarantellas.
I don't either, McGee. A tarantella's a Spanish dance.
Oh, no, it ain't, sweetheart. A tarantella is a long, thin cigar.
That's a panatella.
Go on. A panatella is your kneecap.
Your kneecap is a patella.
I thought a patella was a small mistake.
No, that's a peccadillo.
A peccadillo? Well, then, what's that kind of a cucumber that soaks in brine?
A dill pickle.
Oh, yeah. Well, how did we get here from tarantula?
Well, I don't know, but the farther the better. What are you going to do now?
I'm going to build a wood fire. Reading that Western stuff has made me hungry for the good, clean smell of wood smoke. We got any greasewood in the corral, partner?
No, my little maverick. Nary a stick of greasewood.
Hmm.
But them Western magazines ought to make a nice hot fire.
I'm not through with them. I'm reading a serial about how Hash Knife Horton brings peace and security to Barmet Valley. Drives out the rustlers with his trusty six guns.
Six guns? How on earth did he carry them off?
He didn't have six guns. They called the guns six guns because they fired six shots without loading. Come, sir. See?
Well, how many would they fire if they were loaded?
Oh. Hey, where's the hatchet? I gotta chop some kiddlywood.
On the back porch.
What's it doing out there?
Waiting for you to come back and crack some more walnuts.
Oh. Well, I'll go out and get us some firewood and build us a nice roaring fire in the fireplace. So long, gal. Keep your powder dry.
I can't do it, partner. There's a leak in my compass. Take care of yourself there.
Sure will. I will. Sometimes I wish that Molly had more to find in this. I can just imagine her in a pretty little sunbonnet, up on the seat of a covered wagon. While I kept an eye peeled for engines, why, if we only... Don't do that! My gosh, I'm... Oh, hi, sis.
Hi. What you talking to yourself about, mister? What you doing?
Oh, just recalling the old days when I was out west, sis.
Oh?
Sit down a spell, partner. Tell old Panamint McGee the news. Ain't seen a white man in these parts for yars and yars. Teddy Roosevelt still president?
Oh. You're not, Franklin I saw, Richard.
Franklin, eh? Kept it in the family, did they? You spent much time in the Old West, sis?
No, but my brother's a ranger, Richard.
Boy, a Texas ranger?
No, ranger for Billy Mills, Arkansas.
Oh.
Hmm?
I said oh.
Oh, what?
Oh, if you only knew.
Oh.
Personally, I was out west for quite a spell, sis. Used to drive the Charles cart for the old XIT outfit in Texas.
The what, mister?
The Charles cart. Most ranchers called it the chuck wagon, but we had a very fancy spread. Whew. I'll never forget the time the boss ride up to me and he says, Tanamint, he says. Always called me Tanamint. Tanamint, he says.
I bet you they called you that on account of the Tanamint Mountains, I bet you. We had them in Chicago.
No, they called me Panamint because I was so fond of candy, sis. Always had a mint in my pan.
Oh.
Panamint McGee, I was known as in them days.
Oh.
Panamint McGee, the pride of the prairie, firmly pursuing pesky fruits on my tinkle pony, patiently prodding pioneer pals into proper pastures, picking up a pocket full of pesos prospecting perilous properties, and probably the picturesquest of the pistol packing poppers from the pedestrian packed pavements of old Fort Bliss. Oh, that's a wonderful country out there, sis.
McGee, do you need all that firewood?
Certainly. I've been yearning for the sight of a big roaring wood fire, and boy, George, I'm going to have a big roaring wood fire.
Well, you use all that wood, and we'll have a few roaring firemen in here, too.
Don't worry, baby. I know all there is to know about fire building.
Say, McGee, you've got enough wood there to fuel the Natchez and the Robert E. Lee.
Oh, no. Just got a handful of kiddly wood, that's all.
You mean kindling wood?
I said kiddly, did I? Handful of kiddly wood, a few hunks of 2x4 to get her started well, and an armful of logs to pile on top. Let me see.
What smells so funny?
What do you mean, funny? There's no sweeter smell in the world than fresh cut wood for a fire.
It smells like oil.
Oh, maybe you smell that transmission grease.
What transmission grease, said Peter in the words?
Well, you see, I was really yearning for was a real western fire, see? Mm-hmm. What do they use for a fire out on the open range? Greasewood. We didn't have any greasewood, so I smeared some grease on this white pine.
Oh, great, great, great.
Yes. Yeah.
Now, if you need any cottonwood, I've got an old sweater you can wrap around the broom handle.
Okay, Mrs. McGee, scoff if you want to. D-ride, but by George, when you see this beautiful fire...
Come in. Oh, hello, Mr. Wellington.
Ah, good day, Mrs. McGee. And McGee...
Hi, Wellington. To what clumsy stroke of fate do we owe your charming presence?
Would it be rude of me, old fellow, to inquire as to what you propose to accomplish with that stack of potentials to Charlie McCarthy's?
Wellington, you're as nosy as a photo finish. Just between you and me and the insurance company, I'm building a big fire in the fireplace.
He got to reading a Western story about life on the range, Mr. Wellington, and he had to have an open fire. He fancies himself another Skipaway Harrigan.
It ain't Skipaway Harrigan, it's Hopalong Cassidy.
Oh.
You run them pictures at your theater every Saturday, don't you, Wellington?
Oh, I do indeed. Oh, I almost forgot.
Hmm?
What I came for. In fact, I did forget what I came for.
Hmm.
However, I shall probably remember by the end of this.
We? Oui?
Terribly, but I can make it home all right. Goodbye.
What a character.
Well, he's always... Say, what are you doing?
I'm whittling this stick so it's fuzzy on the edges. That's a scientific way to build a fire, see? Catches fire easier.
Very clever idea.
Just what I don't know about building a fire you could engrave on the head of a bubbling fountain. Well, here we go. First the paper. Then the kiddly wood. Top of the 2x4.
Quite a production.
Yeah.
Now all you need is a lantern and Mrs. O'Leary's cow.
Don't worry, I'm going to light this fire the way the cowboys do.
Well, this ought to be interesting. How do the cowboys light a fire?
They use matches.
Oh.
Well, here she goes. Ah, now for a good old fire.
Well, hello there. Say, what is this, a weenie roast?
Hello, Mr. Wilcox.
Howdy, stranger. Lie down and hunker up to the fire. I'll have one of the wrangles hobble your horse. Here for a cigar? Real good. Bought them in a store.
All right, I'll bite. Who are you tonight, Roy Rogers or Wild Bill Elliott?
Well, he's got the West on his chest tonight, Mr. Wilcox. That's all.
What's your outfit, neighbor? Seem to recognize your face somehow. You one of that wild bunch from the Cherokee Strip?
Stranger, here in the West, we don't aim to ask personal questions.
Hmm.
I got my guns tied down and I'm on the prod. Maybe I better be sashaying along. I can make the stage station by sunup.
No, mister, you said a spell with Paul here. You know, 'tain't often we get a handsome stranger down from the hill.
Thank you, ma'am. Thank you kindly. What's your brand, neighbor?
The Lazy FM.
What's yours?
I'm with the J.W. spread, partner.
The J.W. spread.
You don't mean...
Yes.
You hear that, Ma? This Waddy rides for old J.W.
Well, what's new down that way, stranger?
Now, Ma, you shouldn't have asked the boy that.
Well, reckon I'll get aboard my boss and flip the breeze, neighbors.
Better spread your bedroll by the fire, stranger. Hate to have you hit a gopher hole in the dark.
If the law should inquire, stranger, have we seen you?
You ain't seen me, partner.
We ain't seen you.
The King's Man and the Surrey with the Fringe on top.
Behind a team of snow white horses in the freshest gig you ever hope to see. Dick and Dutch and Gates and Curry, when I take you out in the ring, when I take you out in the ring with the Prince on top. Watch that Prince and see how it flutters when I try those high-step shutters. Those deep folks will peep through the shutters and their eyes will pop. The wheels are yellow, the upholstery brown, the dashboard genuine leather. With ice-glass curtains you can roll right down in case there's a change in the weather. Two bright side lights winking and blinking, ain't no finer rig I'm thinking. You can't keep your rig if you're thinking that I dare to swap for that shiny little Surrey with a fringe on the top.
Smoking pretty badly, and it's hardly old enough to smoke.
Yeah, it'll settle down all right. Got to get the cold air out of the chimney first. You see, the cold air being heavier than the hot air...
Never mind about the cold air, dear.
Hmm?
Stick to the things you're familiar with.
Well, there can't be anything wrong with the chimney, unless maybe I'll build a nest in it. Maybe I'd better call...
Oh, hello, Alice.
Hello. I thought I smelled smoke upstairs and wondered if something was burning.
My fire in the fireplace is a little slow getting started, Alice.
Oh,
yes. Himself here claims to be a wizard at building fires, but so far it's had fewer flames than a homely hermit.
Gee, I love a fire in the fireplace.
Yeah.
I can just look into the glowing coals and see all sorts of imaginary pictures.
If you see one in this fire, it ain't imaginary, Alice. I just tossed in that awful old photograph of Aunt Sarah we had on the piano.
McGee, why did you do that? That was a nice picture of Aunt Sarah.
Yes, and an awfully cute pose, too. One elbow on that marble column and one finger under her chin. When was it taken?
The year before the camera was invented, I think. You like a nice fire in the fireplace, Alice?
Of course she does, and if this one gets nice, I want her to come back downstairs and see it.
Gee, I wish you would, Mrs. McGee. Maybe we can pop some corn.
What she needs is some more corn, McGee.
Well, I think that'll be a swell idea. You break out the popcorner, Molly.
Oh, you mean the crumb tipper, Mr. McGee.
No, he means the crop corner.
I mean the cream tipper.
No. The pip corner.
The pop corner.
Yeah, let's make fudge.
Oh, goody, I'll get the stuff.
So we're going to have some fudge, eh?
No, sugar.
Why not?
No sugar.
Oh. Hey, I wonder what makes that fire smoke like that. I shouldn't smoke. My gosh, many fires I've built in my life.
Come here.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Hi, bud. If you're selling magazines or something, to work your way through a walnut grove. That you poking me in the ribs, Molly?
McGee.
Huh?
It's Eddie Cantor.
Eddie Cantor? I
Oh, just kidding, Eddie. Just kidding. I knew you the minute you laid eyes on me. I'm Trevor McGee. This is my wife, Molly.
Glad to know you, Mrs. McGee.
How do you do, I'm sure.
Likewise.
Did I drop in at an inconvenient time? I mean, if you'd rather finish burning those old overshoes and rag rugs.
Mr. Cantor, he just started the fire in the fireplace and it's smoking a bit, that's all.
Everything's kind of damp this wet weather, Eddie. Reason I started it, I was reading the Western magazine and got a yen for a nice open fire.
You familiar with the West, Eddie?
You mean the Wild West, where men and women both wear blue jeans, but the overall effect is quite different?
my very words, Mr. Cantor. Say, you seem to be familiar with the scenery out there.
Ah, great country, Eddie, great country. You'd love it. The atmosphere and the music. Ah, the old Western music.
Yes, and one of my favorites is the Grand Canyon Suite.
Take it easy there, stranger. You just met the gal.
Now, the Grand Canyon Suite, dearie, is a musical composition. It's got hoof beats all through it.
Oh, a horse opera.
No. No, look, Fibber.
Uh-huh.
It's a symphonic arrangement, a musical description, you might say, of the grandeur and scenic magnificence of the Grand Canyon.
Oh.
The sweep and bigness of it, the sudden meteorological changes and seemingly insignificance of man against the awesome background of mighty nature. And did anybody write this down so I can see what I said? Well, thanks very much, folks, and good night. I hope we'll...
No, 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 get out the other door, not the house,
I've heard about it, but I never believed it.
The King's Men sing the Polka Dot Polka.
Listen, Gage, it was great back in 1880 when your old auntie did the polka. People say in the day it was too shocking when she showed her stocking in the polka. By and by, every guy wore a tie with polka dots when he died. Darling, what's your answer? In a polka dot of gown, she would hate to turn him down. So she came, Mr. Brown, you're quite a dancer. But before the dance was through, she would whisper, I love you, while the band played the polka dot polka. Yes, your old Aunt Katie was a fancy-looking lassie back in 1880 when a blowout was a ball and her heart went wacky for a damper whisper snapper when he said, why, Cracky, you're the sweetest girl of all. Polka dot necktie, polka dot dress, polka dot question, she'll answer yes. Polka dot wedding gown, polka dot spouse. Lots of little polka dotties running around the house. Don't you all recall when a blowout was a ball, when a joint was just a bone, and a chin we worked in stone, when a ham was served with eggs, and a wolf had two more legs? Listen, Kate, it was great back in 1880 when your old Aunt Katie did the polka. People say in that day it was too shocking when she showed her stocking in the polka. By and by, every guy wore a tie with polka dots when he died. Darling, what's your answer? In her polka dotted gown, she would hate to turn him down. So she'd say, Mr. Brown, you're quite a dancer. But before the dance was through, she would whisper, I love you, while the band played away the polka dot polka.
Simply have to do something about that fireplace. You're going to ruin my curtains with that smoke. Open a window or something.
Okay. Some smoke, eh? Reminds me of the first open fire I ever built, when they first took me into the Boy Scouts, out of a pile of wet leaves.
Well, that's better than out from under a rock.
I wish you'd either choke that fire into a blaze or put it out. This place is rapidly assuming some of the nastier aspects of chemical warfare. Well, my gosh.
Come in.
Now, folks, is there anything I can do to help? Is there any trouble?
Why, no, Beulah.
What gave you that idea?
Well, sir, I was going past the house when I see all that smoke come billing out the window. And I say to myself, Beulah, I said, something is definitely ungood in there, so I rushed upon the
floor. Well, it was nice of you to want to help, Beulah, but it's only a smoky fireplace.
Got to read in a Western story, Beulah, and got a yen for an old-fashioned wood fire.
Yeah, on the theory that there's no fuel like an old fuel, I guess.
There's no fuel like an old fuel. Oh, she's real music too, ain't she, Mr. McGee?
is a panic, Beulah. Ah, wood smoke. Get a load of that fragrance.
That what?
That fragrance. That aroma.
Oh, oh.
What's the matter?
Well, I just thinking, that aroma wasn't built in a day.
Here.
Beautiful. Yeah, sir.
By the way, Beulah, I'm having some ladies in for lunch Friday. Now, do you think you could help me with the refreshment?
Oh, I'd be delighted, ma'am. How do we handle the commissary? Is it a take or point affair?
What do you mean, take or point?
I mean, do the ladies sit down and I take it to them, or does I just stand by the buffet and point?
Well, it'll be a buffet lunch, Beulah. I thought we'd have cold dishy flan, a salad, and a dessert.
Oh, that dishy, that's a specialty, ma'am.
I never heard any food mentioned yet that wasn't your specialty, Beulah.
No, sir, that's on account of I specialize in food of any prescription. Yes, I do. I'll be here real early Saturday to help you, ma'am.
Well, thank you, Beulah.
You know, she's one of the most...
Excuse me, ma'am, what's that dishy stuff again?
Potato soup.
Yeah, that's what I thought, I think.
Quite a gal.
You know, I met her at Jimmy Sales Market the other day, and she hinted very strongly that she'd like to come to work for us.
No.
Yes, I told her that. I told her she'd better wait. McGee, the smoke is getting terrible in here.
I don't know. I think maybe the wood is just beginning to... The wood is just beginning to catch fire from the... Boy, smell that pine wood. Ain't that fragrant?
It's wonderful. Wonderful, but hadn't we better...
Come in.
Oh, hello, Dr. Gamble.
Hi, Doc. Come on in, sit by the fire. What fire, and where are you?
Right over here, Doctor. Right straight ahead of you. Come on.
Move down and you can see our feet, Doc. Sorry, it's so smoky in here, but it ought to clear out in a few minutes.
If it doesn't, I will.
What are you trying to do, you little arsonist?
Is the ham in you so predominant that it's got to be smoked?
Why don't you lie down on the floor, Doctor? The air is better down here.
Oh, let him stand up, Molly. He's an old man, and as such, he's entitled to a short preview of the hereafter. Hey, is it getting any clearer in here?
No, it isn't. A minute ago, I could see the piano. Oh. Now I can't even see the wall.
What was the idea, McGee? Is this a primitive form of fumigation?
Well, he just wanted a wood fire, Doctor, and he's a... You know, he's a great outdoors man, you know.
After this, I am, too.
Oh, don't be a sissy, a big hothouse petunia. Any guy that don't like the fragrance of a... The fragrance of a... The fragrance of a... His needle is stuck.
Come on, pour some water on that jump cart incense. Open a window.
The window is open. It is open, Doctor.
What's the matter, Doc? Don't you like a nice wood fire?
Certainly. I love a wood fire, but...
Have you got one at your house, Doctor?
You mean... Now?
Yeah, now.
No. No.
Oh, fine.
Well, let's all go over to your house.
Billy Mills and the orchestra and the carioca.
After midnight, we'd better go home and let Dr. Gamble go to bed.
Yeah, I know. Well, this has been awful nice, Doc, you having us over here, feeding us root beer and cookies and stuff. Gee, I don't know how to thank
you. Don't give it a thought, McGee. There's only one thing I'd like to hear you say.
Well, what's that, Doc?
Good night.
Huh? Oh, good night.
Good night, all.